That's singer and guitarist Keith Lee performing original songs from her home in Guthrie. The performance was live streamed by Factory Obscura, which creates immersive art installations that are on display at its Mixtape building in Oklahoma City. After temporarily closing its building in mid-March, Factory Obscura is mainly functioning as an art collective rather than a business. This has led to Factory Obscura artists transforming their homes into performance spaces. Viewers are encouraged to leave virtual tips through mobile payment apps. Tammy Greenman, Director of Strategic Creativity at Factory Obscura, says the live streams have been a way for artists to stay connected during the pandemic.
It's been wonderful and so fun to see people in their own environment. I find them quite fascinating, and I actually quite like it more almost than a regular performance because there's something raw and natural about it.
The collective now hosts live streams every Friday and Saturday, ranging from painting demonstrations to dance lessons like this one, taught by performer Marie Casimir.
Here, little baby steps here, and it's all about the hip action. It's like a beautiful parading dance.
Greenman says Factory Obscura had 16 people on salary before the pandemic and were in the process of hiring two more people, but the collective has now had to temporarily furlough most of its staff. Renegades. It's a joint exhibition between the University of Oklahoma's Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art and OU's Christopher C. Gibbs College of Architecture. The exhibition explores the American School, which refers to the school of design and practice that was developed by architects Bruce Goff and Herb Green at OU in the 50s and 60s. When the exhibition closed almost a month early in March due to COVID-19, Angela Person, Director of Research Initiatives and Strategic Planning at OU's College of Architecture, says her team began exploring different options to make it available online. Her team used a 3D camera to scan objects and exhibition spaces, then photographed each of the over 150 pieces included in the exhibition.
So now you can take a virtual reality tour of the exhibition on any web browser. You can move through the space, and it feels like you're visiting the museum in person. And if you want to take a closer look at something, all you have to do is click it and you can view it up close.
It's not easy to provide these services amid the pandemic. Funding is a constant concern. Many of these cultural organizations were already surviving month to month and relying on gift shop sales and funding events even before all of that was canceled and closed due to COVID-19. Caroline Lowry is the executive director of Oklahoma Humanities. She says the pandemic has impacted cultural organizations of all sizes, including those in rural areas that often have one part-time employee and others that have to spend thousands of dollars each month to maintain facilities.
And the facilities have to be maintained in a specific way because of the collections that they care for. So things like air conditioning and humidity control, you can't just shut down the building. Your collections are required to be maintained.
She adds that some cultural organizations in the state reported laying off 80% of their staff due to COVID-19, and some executive directors are essentially volunteering to do a full-time job. In response to the struggles cultural organizations in the state are facing, Oklahoma Humanities and the Oklahoma Arts Council announced that the groups would invest more than $800,000 collectively through federal grants to preserve jobs and stabilize the nonprofit arts, humanities, and cultural sectors in the state. The funding was provided to the two groups as state partners of the National Endowment for the Arts and National Endowment for the Humanities.
We received requests for over $700,000 in the first 48 hours that the applications were open.
Norman Cultural Connection, which aims to enhance awareness and understanding of cultural diversity, was one of 35 organizations that received a grant from Oklahoma Humanities. Executive Director Mariel Martin says general operating support grants like these are rare in the philanthropic community, since grants typically fund specific programs.
As a nonprofit organization, we're dependent upon donations that we typically receive from our participants that come to events and programs. And since most of those have been suspended, it's impacting that support. And the Hope Grant is filling that gap.
Amber Sharples, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Arts Council, says the organization will be awarding a little over $400,000 in grant funds across all artistic disciplines starting in early May. Sharples says the way cultural organizations have been able to help people have a voice and connect to the arts during the pandemic shows the innovation and creativity of the cultural sector.
I think if we didn't understand and appreciate the power of the arts to connect us and create a sense of community, this pandemic, if there is a silver lining, one of those things could be that we come to a true awareness of how much the arts really do nourish our souls, impact our sense of connection, and really keep us healthy in this space.
For KGUU, I'm Caitlin Howard.